Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Susan Brimmer O'Neill is our guest today. She has a book called From Sex Appeal to Self-Appeal, and we'll be talking about self-image today. We'll be right back with Susan right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey. Love to hear from you. MathersRodney at yahoo.com, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Susan Brimmer O'Neill. She has a book called From Sex Appeal to Self-Appeal. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Rodney, for having me. It's my pleasure.
We start off every interview, it's a kind of a tradition here, having our guests tell us a little bit about themselves. Could you do that for us?
Certainly. Well, I am I like to say I was brain smart, not too body smart, and I was a laser technician. I used to work in the science industry. Okay. I had graduated with honors from high school, from technical school. And at that time, I was also a drug and alcohol abuser. Mm-hmm. And but you couldn't tell to look at me. When you looked at me from the outside, I presented a pretty package. Mm-hmm. But inside, I was chaotic and confused and disconnected. I didn't really know what I was feeling. And I was always looking outside of myself for external validation. And it was after I became a sober woman that my life began to change drastically. And it was at that time I realized I didn't enjoy what I was doing for a living. And through some very interesting twists of fate, as I write about in my memoir, I became an exotic dancer. So around the age of 35, I did that. And it was in that profession, Rodney, that I had to really begin to grow myself up and change my life and who I was. Mm-hmm. And so I say that I then began to develop self-appeal, and that's what I help people do today, is build self-appeal. And basically, that's internal validation. Okay. Instead of looking outside for people to be okay with who you are, we begin to look inside. And then real miracles can happen in our lives. So, and today I'm a happily married woman. Uh-huh. I was at one time very lonely and isolated, and I did not know how to find love. And it was when I finally began to respect and love myself that I was able to attract a really, really great guy and mm-hmm. And have a family. I have a family of six rescue animals today.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
first of all, congratulations to you and the success that you've had with such a drastic career change. I'm just curious, how many people do that at age 35? It's got to be like almost zero, right?
Yeah, I have never ran across anyone else. So at this point, I would say one.
Amazing. Well, you've got a book and a video series. And tell us how your book and the video series can help women that are coming home from incarceration.
Certainly. Well, first of all, my book, From Sex Appeal to Self-Appeal, One Woman's Journey to Recover Her Body, Her Sexuality, Herself. Really, I wrote that for all women. The dedication is to all women looking for love in all the wrong places and in all the wrong ways, the okay. lost girls and lonely women, and that's who I was. So anybody coming out of a difficult situation, and definitely, I mean, being incarcerated, I cannot begin to imagine. I've never had that experience, fortunately. Mm-hmm. But my memoir actually is my journey of learning how to sit with myself and stay with uncomfortable feelings and change as I as I began to really look inside of myself and question my beliefs and my patterns and my habits. So there's cautionary tales in there. Mm-hmm. I do discuss some of the incidences I got myself into while being that exotic dancer. As you can imagine, it wasn't church. And right. I had the emotional maturity of a 15-year-old approximately when I became this dancer. And so I really had to learn things the hard way. And I think that that's the message that I can bring to women who have been incarcerated, is their change can happen. It's just it's a process and it's a journey. And don't give up before the miracle happens. And so there's that piece. And actually, I've been told, and I've had a few men read it too, so that's a piece of it for every person, but specifically I am a woman, and I did write of women experiences. And as far as my video training series, I'm really, really proud of that. It's something new I've done. It's Love Your Body, Change Your Life, and it is available on my website at selfappeal.com, and it is free. And the reason I put that together, it's seven short videos, and it introduces people to who I am. I talk a little about me and my story, but it also begins to show every person that when we learn to accept who we are, our physical body, of course, but also our body of thought and our body of emotion, then we begin to change our energy vibrations and our self-image. And our self-image is what actually leads us to doing some of the wrong things that might land us in jail or keep us at least in cycles of negativity and dysfunction. So
how does that happen? Let's stop right there for just a second.
Okay.
How exactly does that happen? What are the mechanics of that? You say that our self-image causes us to act out in inappropriate ways. What causes that? How does that happen?
Certainly. Well, and we must remember that our self-image is formed primarily when we're young. So it's an accumulation of messages we got usually in our, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, 6 years old. We had interpretations of the world around us, and if we didn't have stellar parenting, and let's just say that nobody has perfect parenting, because we're parented by imperfect people. Our parents are human. But that's when our self-image begins to form. So we discover, or we don't discover, it's more of an unconscious or a subconscious way of thinking of who we are in the world. And based on these feelings we have, we begin to attract and expect certain things in life. And we actually get in life what we expect to get. So, for instance, if someone had the messaging when they were young that they wouldn't ever amount to anything, then that becomes part of their self-image. So they go out into the world, and while they may want something different consciously, they're driven subconsciously by these internalized messages. And so the thought patterns they have and the actions they take reinforce that.
Let me stop you right there, Susan.
Sure.
The correcting of the self-image, is that what got you past your drug abuse and alcoholism?
Yes and no. I mean, initially what got me past was just wanting something different. And I do write somewhat of my own experiences in childhood and my resultant behavior. I really wanted something different, and I had to dig deep inside to begin to affect that change. So in recovery circles, we talk about you don't change until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we have to know, maybe not even consciously have a clear goal of what we want, but we know what we don't want. And that was me. I I knew I didn't want to be lonely and isolated, and I really wanted a decent relationship with one person. And so those were some of the motivations for me becoming sober. And then moving forward from that, different motivations changed, but it kept me on track. And I must apologize, I forgot the second half of
no,
the question.
No, that's okay. Hey, listen, you've also got a pretty cool blog. What kinds of issues do you address there that could help women coming home from incarceration?
Well, on my blog, and I'm not happy to say this, I haven't been blogging as frequently as I did in the past, but I will be doing that again. I'm working on a program to help people get over their inner critic. I'm working on a program, Box It Out with Your Inner Critic and Win, so that's been taking a lot of time. But my blog writes about, things that have influenced and affected me in daily life, helping people build self-appeal in order to move through uncomfortable feelings, in order to develop better relationships, stress, how to get over stress, how to move beyond perfectionism.
Let's talk about that for a second. Let's just go right there. You know, I don't know very many people that have a perfect body. You know,
no.
I was thinking about it when I was sitting down to do this interview today. I don't really know very, I don't think I know anybody, actually, certainly not me. But so how do we deal with that? How do we just rid that as something that we worry about? I mean, because people do. And I think that women do more than men. Am I wrong about that?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think it's unfortunately becoming more so with men as well. But
you know, because of advertising and things, images that we see on television and so forth, although that seems to be changing a little bit, but not much. But a woman coming home from incarceration, she wants to look like everybody else looks. And so how would you help someone like that with their self-actualization, their self-appeal, coming to terms with who they are?
Yes, definitely. Well, first of all, as far as the physical appearance goes, you're right. Nobody has a perfect body, and we're sold this fallacy that there is such a thing. And the important piece to remember is that anywhere, and I heard this on the Huffington Post, anywhere, every day we're bombarded anywhere from 250 to 3,000 times with advertising messages, and all of these messages are designed to do one thing, and that is to make us feel bad about ourselves, so we buy a product.
Right.
So
that's
first
right.
and foremost, we really have to quit buying in and watching and listening to these messages that tell us we're not enough. We are enough, and specifically what I help people do, and women, is begin to tune into their body. The biggest thing is, how do you feel? Does your body feel healthy? Do you feel strong? Are you feeding it the foods that it needs? And I never have anyone focus on weight loss. Weight loss is, I mean, let me clarify that. Of course, weight loss is great if you're overweight and you're not feeling well. But first and foremost, we focus on how we feel. Do you have the energy to get out and walk, or to see your friends, and why might you be choosing the unhealthy foods versus the healthy foods? So that's the piece of it. And then the other piece, besides eliminating the external messaging and finding the people who support you in feeling healthy, not looking a specific way, but feeling healthy, because that radiates. And then the better you feel about yourself health-wise, the more you'll take care of yourself. So just focusing on feeling can actually transfer to changing your body some, if you'd like. But focusing on strength and athleticism and how you nurture yourself. The other piece, Rodney, is to not compare ourselves to anyone else. And this is difficult, I know,
yes.
Especially with the advent of social media. It seems more and more prevalent. But you have, every day, every person has successes, and they have little bits of that they do, that they exhibit confidence in who they are. So important to tune into those pieces of yourself and build on the positive things that you have today for yourself if you want a different tomorrow, and quit looking to what someone else has or does as a way to measure yourself, because we can all do that. We can always find someone who has more or does more or is more, has more education. Sure. I mean, it can go to so many areas. So specifically,
comparing yourself to other people is, it's hard not to do it, but it's very healthy not to do it. Quick story. Since I've come home, I've had a problem with my weight. And I've got jeans in my closet all the way from 32 to 40. And every size in between. This has been going on for years now that I've been home. And up and down, up and down. So I went to the doctor here recently, and I got a stress test. And I'm talking to the cardiologist. And, of course, she's telling me you need to drop some weight. And she goes, I know it's hard. Believe me, I know it's hard. And she's this little tiny, tiny girl telling me that she knows it's hard. And I said, you don't know it's hard. And she said, oh, yeah, you're wrong. I do, because I've had three children, and I had to learn. And I got to thinking, you know, that woman's a dummy. She has no idea of what she's saying to me right now. How could she, who has never had a weight problem, compare what I'm going through with, you know, losing baby fat from having babies? And so even real intelligent people have a tendency to, I don't know if it's not understand, to make an inappropriate comparison. That's kind of the point I was getting to. That woman shouldn't be comparing herself to me when it comes to weight loss, because she didn't have a clue. Okay, real quick, tell us one more time, Susan, how we get the book and the video series and where the blog is and all that.
Well, thank you, Rodney. Yes, my book, From Sex Appeal to Self-Appeal, One Woman's Journey to Recover Her Body, Her Sexuality, Herself, is available on Amazon. And there are some reviews there, also Barnes & Noble and iBooks. It can be bought from my website, selfappeal.com, selfappeal.com. If you'd like an autographed copy, I can send you one of those. And then on my website also, there's ways to get in touch with me. There are blogs. And on the upper bar on the website, you can click to download the free video training series, Love Your Body, Change Your Life. And, of course, you can find me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Self Appeal. I have Facebook page, Self Appeal with Susan Bremmer O'Neill. I'm on Instagram now, and really trying to move out and bring my message of self-appeal to so many people.
Okay, Susan Bremmer O'Neill. The book is called From Sex Appeal to Self-Appeal. I want to thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
Thank you, Rodney, for having me.
Susan, don't hang up. We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Let me know how you're doing. You can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney @yahoo.com. Like to know how you're doing, things that you're running into in your reintegration. And if you've got an idea for the show or you want to suggest a guest, bring it on and we'll check it out. And if I can do it, I'll do it. Remember, it's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Well, that's all we have time for. I want to thank my special guest today, Susan Bremmer O'Neill, and remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.